Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." This proverb is part of a larger debate that has raged since time immemorial and will be debated, discussed, and mulled over until we're all with the Lord and given a full understanding of things. I have a will and can consider and have a purpose. But, and as soon as you insert the word but, then people immediately cry foul. And they claim that if my will is thwarted in any way by God, then I don't truly have a free will. But that is just not the case. For example, a man makes a free will choice to break into my home and rob me. I confront him with a 9mm, and when he attacks me, I shoot him. I hope that never happens, but this is just an illustration. Did I somehow violate his free will? No. I simply resisted his will with my own. And when I shot him, I won. Another example. Alex has decided that he wants to marry Gertrude. So he proposes marriage, but Gertrude says no. Is Gertrude violating Alex's free will? No. She is simply exerting her own free will, and Alex is suffering the consequences of acting on his free will. It is true that free will causes collisions, but it's not a matter of there being no free will. It's a matter of one person's will going up against another person's will. And when they conflict, usually one will wins over the other. But what if Gertrude has said yes? Then Alex's free will would not have been such a collision with Gertrude's free will, but would have more joined with Gertrude's free will, and that normally makes for a much happier ending. And so it is with God. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. If you devise your way and choose God's way, then you will find your will joining with God's will, and you'll be in step with God. In Psalm 119:168, the psalmist said, "I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee." That is the way of the wise man. When we submit to God's word and allow him to direct our will, then we will find our steps pleasing in God's sight. But if you devise your own way against God's way, then you'll find conflict. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Many times through the years, people bring up Judas Iscariot as though his life refutes the idea of free will in men. But God simply used a man named Judas that he knew had devised his way in opposition to God's word and God's will. At one point, he was called a thief, another a devil. As Jesus said in Matthew 18:7, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." God has a will, just as you and I have a will. And in the end, God's will shall be done. But your individual part is up to you. You can resist God, but when you do, you are resisting what is right and what is good. Or you can choose God. And when you allow God to direct your steps according to His will, it begins with the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And from that point onward in this life, the wise Christian will always submit to God's will. And God will direct your steps in a way that is much better than the alternatives. And of course, faith in Christ results in the Lord directing your steps into His presence for all of eternity, with the amazing future in glory with Him forever and ever, as 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Let God's will be your own.